This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wanted to mention that Michael Franti's new video for I Got You is out. I just posted a link to it on my Clarky Clark Instagram page. It's not on the page, I'm sorry. It's in the story. I put a link in the story on there. So if you want to check out the new Michael Franti video, which is the cool one with like the hand flies into the picture and his hand catches up with it. And I can't even explain it. I guess if you watch, I've never seen this on TikTok, but you know, I'm not a devotee the way that Bryn and Nicole are. So,
and I've never even seen TikTok, so I have no idea.
Oh, you got to look at TikTok. Oh,
I don't want to.
Can you picture like Vinny and his family like acting out one of these dances? It would be so great. He did 50 zillion views.
The time suck is not, it's not an option for me to fall into more things that will take up more time. I just don't have it.
Yeah, but it will keep the kids busy all day.
You just have to get rid of one of the other ones. Like, I just stopped looking at Instagram for the most part.
I know. I noticed you haven't posted anything on
there.
Is
that right?
TikTok now.
I don't have much time, as you know.
So, right. Well, you people YouTube with little kids, Instagram. Boy.
Right, so I get my 20 minutes before I go to sleep.
He spends his time on TikTok. Well, you should go on Instagram yesterday. I put up the video of the Spark fundraiser that I did on. So it's me and John singing our song. And then I found a clip of a Green Day song that we did on back in December or something. So I put up two music videos.
You put up two music videos yesterday?
I did, yeah. Well, on my regular feed, on my regular Instagram feed at Clarky Clark. There's one from Danielle's birthday party doing it. I thought you'd like the Green Day one, you know? Because then there's Tommy I goes on drums and he's so amazing once he kicks in.
I did see that. I just didn't get to watch them.
Oh. Yeah, and then the other one is me and John doing Oh Darlin' from the Beatles.
All right.
From the other thing. Yes, I'm, you know, I figured, let's get that out there. The
I'll
world
watch
needs
that today.
That.
Yesterday I had some minutes, so I watched, on the treadmill, I watched, it's Chris Hemsworth. It's on Netflix. It's a movie he did. I think it's
The
called
Extractor.
Is that it?
Is that the one
I have
talking about the other day?
Here. I don't know what it is called, but it's about two drug lords from India and Bangladesh, of all things. But he's a mercenary, some dude who gets, you know, he's got some troubled history. I haven't finished it yet, but he's good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. What I watched of it was pretty good. And then I finished the Stevie Ray Vaughan documentary. And just, you know what's interesting about it? It's one of the rare moments where you hear people complimenting the record companies on how they built this guy a career out of what shouldn't or couldn't have been one. And right. It's not because he's not good. It's because blues
there was
weren't
no market
really
for
big
it, right?
or marketable. And they had to figure out a way to get this guy sold.
Yeah.
And the record company did that. And I'm listening
they used to get
it.
Behind an artist that they believed in and make it happen.
It's one of the rare times you hear a record company be like sort of applauded and sort of put into it. That is rare. They had to figure out how to make this guy. And normally it's like, oh, record companies take all the money.
Yep.
Well, all right. But,
and if you don't perform for them, you wind up owing them money because
they
paid for your video.
Anyway, sorry about that aside. Let's do some news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page. Follow Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page to catch any videos or helpful links that are mentioned on the show.
Oh.
So check us out on Facebook. We're there, too. It's not just TikTok. It's not just Instagram. It's not just the RadioAlice.com website. It's also Facebook.
Yep. We are everywhere. Right. You can't get away from us.
That's right.
We're like flies. Get away. Get away.
Just when you think. There we are with a cute picture of our kids.
Oh, my God. Look.
Anyway, also, if I could just indulge me for one more second.
Of course.
My side piece is on tonight on Alt 105.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's from 7 to 8 tonight. It's a little show with a, it's like an hour. I'm requesting an hour of your time. Please join me on Alt 105 tonight, 7 to 8. All right. One of the things I'm missing right now is baseball.
Mm.
I like
baseball. We'd be in it right now. It'd be going.
Major League Baseball is about to offer a return to play proposal to the MLB Players Union or Association or whatever they call that. So within a week, there's going to be a proposal that the players will have to look over and decide whether or not they're willing to risk it. They hope play could begin as soon as mid-June. That'll be practice or, you know, another sort of version of spring training, and that they could start playing games in early July.
Oh.
So that's the hope. It doesn't say here how they plan to tackle the many hurdles that are there, including letting fans in, which I don't think they can do.
Right. Unless they've sold one-tenth of the seats and let you sit 10 seats away from the next person.
Yeah, and maybe that's the way. I'm not sure, but I do know that watching NFL function as if there is absolutely no chance they're going to miss a game has to make other sports go, I guess we just need to be more brave about this,
right,
or at least put proposals out there.
We want our money, and we're going to do the things that it takes to get it.
So
not the whole season. Come on now.
I have my fingers crossed for baseball. I wanted to let you know that within the next week, hopefully that proposal will be out there, and whether it needs tuning or adjustments, but I'd love to see some games be played this summer.
It would be great. The boys of summer.
Speaking of, as we head into summer, I've already sort of mentioned this. In Santa Clara County, they say it's already been against the rules for you to do these drive-by parties that people are throwing, whether
yes,
that's a birthday party or whatever you're thanking law enforcement agencies and doing drive-bys and honking and whatever. It's neat. It's nice, but it's against the rules, they say. It's already against the rules, but they wanted to put it out. And look, what I would say back to Santa Clara is the amount of misinformation out there and the amount of confusion out there. Of course people don't know what's allowed and what isn't allowed because it's a mess. It's been a disaster.
And frankly, it's all I see on all the social media and every site. I was like, oh, this people threw a drive-by party. These people threw a drive-by party. You know, that doesn't appear to be illegal because, you know, it started. I think the first one I saw was J-Lo. Remember she did like a circle through for one of their kids?
Parade ceremonies and similar gatherings with people outside your household are not allowed, even if everyone stays in their cars. That's what they're putting out there now. They want to make it very clear. And I frankly, make it clear. Every place. Put it out there and be clear about it, because you haven't been so far. So they say that the prohibition has surprised and frustrated some residents. And suddenly, the school districts that were hopefully going to put together some kind of drive-by graduation ceremony, those that were in the works are now suddenly stopped in their tracks.
Yep. That ain't happening.
I don't know what to say about that for the school districts. I guess you're off the hook for trying to find a creative way to celebrate this year's graduates. It just makes it very simple.
Well, I think a lot of people will use that Zoom technology. You know, the way we did it this past Saturday, there were hundreds of people watching this thing and not on the screen. So you can watch, you can chat two people. Maybe even they could take that person's camera and bring them up when they give them the diploma, you know, sort of a virtual giving. Like, people are getting really creative with some of this technology, so I'm sure there'll be something. Although, okay, what do I know? Maybe nobody wants to go through the effort.
You know, I hate to have a... I do think these are traditions, and they're in place because people like them, and I understand all that. I do think, though, that you finish school for yourself. And so, while, yes, you deserve a pat on the back, and this time sucks... in American history, in world history, this time sucks. But truthfully, you didn't graduate so you could get a handshake. You graduated.
And a photo.
So you, right, that you would have that education to hopefully help you get through life.
You're in a party mode, though. You know, like, I finally did it. I'm done with it. You know, your family gathers, and you escape them as fast as you can and go to the graduation party. And, you know, it's a big deal, and your parents want to make a big deal out of it. And, you know, they also, you know, they probably put a fair amount of money toward it, and yeah, they're excited too. They want to party too. This kid did it. Hooray.
Well, and look, there are absolutely stories out there like my own where while I had the best time in school, so much fun. I loved school. I went all the time, but there was a conversation that came my senior year where they said, while most students your age are allowed to limit the classes they have to take, and they're down to four or five classes.
Right. They've got all the credits they need.
Right. You will be taking a full load all day, every day, because you're not going to make it. And my teachers knew that. Mr. Laura was like, this was my speech communications teacher. He's like, Hassan, I'm holding your diploma in my hand. You don't pull your weight around here. You're not graduating, because I will F you.
You know what, though? They cared about you, and that's what a great teacher does. I'm holding your diploma in the hand, and you got to show me that you deserve this.
He meant he would fail me, not F me the other way.
No, of course.
You were probably thinking.
I didn't. No, you're the only one who thought that.
I just wanted to clean
God,
that
I had
up
no idea to crush on Mr. Laura. Jeez.
I didn't. I did. I actually love the guy. He helped me out a lot. Anyway, let me move on. So I do think the point I was trying to make is, so there are some parents out there who are like, I want to celebrate. This kid wasn't going to make it. And then they pulled it off.
Right.
We should celebrate. And then here's your luggage.
Get out.
Right.
Get your clothes and get out.
The pandemic has finally gotten us to worry about how filthy our phones are. I think that this goes back to the Clorox story with the wipes. I mean, I think that your steering wheel's filthy too.
Yeah,
and you just don't pay
filthy
attention to it until you realize it might give you the coronavirus, yeah, and you wind up in the hospital on a ventilator. 72% of people say they now wash their hands every single time after they use their own phone.
What?
72% of people say they now wash their hands every single time after they use their own phone.
72%?
A lot of people are now realizing...
I never put my phone down, though, so I guess maybe I do wash my hands every time I'm done using my phone, because it's the only reason I would ever put my phone down.
Well, our phones are filthy, and I guess this is what's brought people
I have taken the case off my phone occasionally. And it is amazing how much gunk gets stuck in the cracks. Because usually it's so hard to get it on and off that I don't bother. And it's leather, so I don't wash it. You know, I just wipe the screen down.
And
this thing's filthy.
66% of people say they will be avoiding handshakes when this is over permanently. The handshake is out.
I think,
and
62%
are avoiding hugs. They will not be hugging. That is out.
Hugs. I need my hugs.
What?
From my close friends. It's not like I hug you every morning when I see you, but, you know, when you see a friend that you haven't seen for a bit, I want to hug. I'm going to probably the next time I see you, I'm going to jump into your arms, and you're going to back up and drop me.
I won't do that.
Thanks.
You know I love you.
Yeah, but it still would be so weird for someone to be coming at you like that.
For the most part, for the purposes of this show, we need to remain there needs to be a rivalry. Of some kind, right? It's the
well, there's no tension, there's
the
no
news
show, right?
But the truth is, yeah, I will welcome your hug and and hug you right back.
And return it enthusiastically. Well, that's good to know.
How about a fast fact?
Something to look forward to. Yes, please. I love fast facts.
This fast fact is for you to explain because I don't quite understand it. The latest 3D modeling shows the Milky Way galaxy is twisted at the edges and shaped like a Pringle.
Oh, neat. Well, I can't explain that. What do you think, a scientist?
You're the one that's always talking about the space and all the stuff. And I'm like,
so they just figured out how everything, where everything falls. And then as they back the camera out, they're like, oh, look, it looks like a Pringle. It's not flat as we might have thought, like a disc.
I don't know. You tell. I what? All right.
I don't know.
Well,
don't worry. I'm sure NASA will post about it today. I'll see that. Oh,
Snapples.
Man. She said, oh, let me see. Hold on. We're looking at it right now. Oh, well, that's not what a Pringle's shaped like.
Oh, Pringles, it's got a little bend.
Pringles
to it,
are shaped like that.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever. Oh, actually, what are they? They're shaped sort of like a saddle, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more of just like a Lay's potato chip. It has like a swoop to it.
Oh, so we're debating which chip it looks like.
Well, it doesn't look like a Pringle.
I thought you'd love that. I don't know that.
I do love it.
I
love that you bring up things that you think I'll like, and I try to do the same thing for you. You know, two Tom Morello stories today. Come on.
Thank you.
That's love.
Snapple's
right there.
Apple juice doesn't have any apple in it. They use pears to simulate the taste of apple. And I don't understand why. Why wouldn't you just put apple in it? Is apple hard to come by?
Maybe the pear just tastes better. Oh, that, right. And they probably tasted it and went, oh, that does taste kind of apple-y. Let's just go with that.
The inventor of the children's ball pit.
Yes.
You familiar?
The germ pit, yes.
Yeah. The ball pit got the idea when he was looking at pickled onions floating in a jar and thought about what it would be like to try and crawl through them. From there to the ball pit for kids to play in and catch what God knows what.
Well, haven't you ever imagined that you're a different size and like what it would be like to walk through your lawn or what, you know, be the size of a fish and be able to swim like in your pond or... You know, what it would like to be behind, like hide behind like a little piece of bark or something on a tree. And
have
look
I
out
ever?
At the world.
Yes, absolutely. Those sound like drug fueled.
No,
thoughts,
just.
But what are you talking about? Of course, you're all baked on LSD and you're there you are. Like,
baked
yeah.
on LSD? I've never
what?
Done
yeah.
LSD in my life. You're the LSD guy. I'm the weed and coke girl. I forgot. Weed was never my problem. And on Coke, I didn't have time to picture what it would be like. I wasn't sitting still.
The second episode of Saturday Night Live during its first season, 1975, was almost all music and no comedy. It had 11 musical performances, including a reunion between Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel.
Really?
Ah. Huh.
Who knew? Maybe that was like the original thing. They were like, oh, it'll be a heavier music mix than because what are they down to, like two performances? Well, those stay-at-home shows, I think they're only doing one musical performance, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of the stay-at-homes. I'm glad they're doing them, but I'm not. Mm,
they're not that great. Mm. Less Pete Davidson, please. That guy.
Stella Artois.
Yes.
Has the oldest logo in the world. It's been used since the brewery was founded in Belgium in 1366.
Really?
Who knew? I thought Stella Artois was like a brand new beer in the 90s or something.
Well, it's gained popularity, right?
I had no idea.
I actually like Stella Artois.
Is that right?
It's fine. John buys it. I'm like, I'll have one of those.
All right.
It's light. You know, it tastes like a Budweiser style beer, I think.
It is?
Well, what is that called? I don't know the different
Belgium,
names.
I would think that would be, well, what do they call that? A lager?
It might be a lager. I don't know. What's Budweiser?
I think it's a lager.
Then it's like that. It's a light colored, thin, light, lightish
Stella's
beer.
A Belgian Pilsner.
Oh, a Pilsner.
Pilsner. You know,
what's a Budweiser?
Of this terminology was not around when I was drinking.
The craft brew thing
has taken on in the last 15, 20 years.
It has definitely
huge.
Grown. Yeah, people know, you know, they talk about beer the way people, I'm sure, still talk about wine. Beer, this and that and the other thing. I'm an aficionado.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. And I only have a chance to read a couple of these, and I'll read the rest on the other side. Why would the drive-by things be illegal? You can go into stores around many people, but you can't stay in your own car and be nowhere close to others. Look, having to get groceries is a necessity. Having to party in a neighborhood over, you know, Corky's graduation is not necessarily, you know, life or death. But that's a question for Santa Clara. That county is what they're the ones that put that info out there. Ask them. I just made an alarm on my phone to listen to Vin's side piece at 7.
That's what you got to do. Otherwise,
you
forget.
Thank you. I'll meet you
listeners
there. And on the other side of these with more of your texts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.